In today's episode, I want to chat to you about mindset block. Now, a lot of the things that we're going to talk about inside these success sessions is basically conversations that I have had with my members, because I can literally guarantee that the conversations that I'm having with my members, similar to the things that you yourself might be experiencing. So today's episode is very much focused on just money mindset block and being able to shift it. So first, I want to share the conversation. Now, obviously, I'm not sharing any names unless I've got actual permission to do so. So basically, I have a Voxer coaching day every single week where I'm chatting to members and clients, and that is typically every Wednesday, Thursday, if you're on my side of the world. And this is where we just chat one-on-one. So from 4 a.m. my time right through till 7 p.m. in the evening, I am chatting to a cross-section of people all over the world. And some Voxer weeks we are talking about the same thing, even though I'm talking to people individually, and other weeks we're just talking about different things. In a very recent Voxer conversation, I was having a chat with a member who had submitted her promotional emails for my review. Now, she had written her pre-promotion content and then her actual sales content. Now, I was having a chat with her about what she'd written because in her pre-content, pretty heavy selling. And this is 100% normal because we're taught to be super salesy in everything that we do. And I reminded her that the pre-promotion content is designed to warm up and nurture your audience. We don't need to be hard selling in that process. Otherwise, what's the point of our actual launch or promotional emails? So we went through and workshopped and addressed those actual emails, and we changed them to be much more story focused using the nurture and sell email framework. But what I want to talk to you about is the actual promotional emails themselves, because as we were going backwards and forwards, I kept saying, why are you so focused on this one specific element? Now, I can't share what that is because it is private for that person. And basically, she was saying, I'm really worried that I'm not going to make any sales. I haven't even made $100 from my business in the last 30 days. I'm really worried. And so she was putting a lot of pressure on herself to make this promotion work. Here's the problem with that. We do not control when people buy, right? We have absolutely zero control over that. All we have control over is presenting the opportunity for people to buy from us, and we can do that daily, whatever that looks like. And then also ensuring that we are providing enough information for people to make a decision, yes or no. That's it. But when we understand that our pre-promotional content kind of lays some foundations, we can expect to see some sales. We just can't sit there and go, well, I'm going to get five people signing up, right? I'm not someone who's going to tell you to put like this number, I want to sell this many, because I feel like it sets you up for failure, not for success. Instead, it's about making sure that your positioning and messaging are nailed, right? That you know who your target audience is and what it is they actually want. And that is reflected in your sales page, your emails, all of those things. And that you understand that you're not here to convince anyone to buy anything. You're simply here to present the opportunity and then they decide, because timing is everything and you can't know what that's actually going to be. So that's kind of the context behind what that was. Now, we went and fixed a whole bunch of things, and I said to her, look, if finances are a driving force behind this, it's going to be really difficult for you to kind of let go of what the actual promotional emails are going to be like and for it to not be so salesy. And she came back to me, she said, no, financially, I'm fine. I'm just worried because I haven't actually made any money in my business. So we workshopped that a little bit, and I just reminded her that we're not here to convince. We're simply here to present the opportunity and to approach it as if you've got zero expectations. Now, I know that that's easier said than done. And so the analogy or the thing that I said to her has helped me in the past has been to kind of apply the same thing that I used to do when I was working full time and applying for a new job. I discovered that if I went into a job interview with zero expectations and zero, I don't care if I get this or not type vibe, 9 times out of 10, I would end up getting the job. So to my member, I said, try that. Come at this with zero expectations. You don't care whether people buy or not. You're simply here to help someone make a decision, yes or no. So the great thing is that not only did this amazing member have people actually buy, and one email earned her $100. And I don't know about you, but I'll take $100 any given day. But it also showed her that if she can approach things with a I don't care vibe, and it's not that you don't care, right? You obviously genuinely do. If you can come at it with zero expectations and just allow the universe to just do its thing, then things always work out, which leads me into the human design component. So again, you don't need to know anything about human design for this to kind of make any sense. But in the human design, there are two pressure centers. There's the head center, which sits right at the top, and then there is the root pressure center, which sits kind of around your butt area. It's the best way to kind of explain it. Now, these two pressure centers, one is pushing down and one is pushing up. So you literally feel like this all the time. Now, whether you have these centers open or defined, doesn't really matter. There's still going to be a pressure center. Now, what can happen, particularly if we do have an open head center, which is what this member had, and I personally have an open head center, it can be where we end up going around and around circles, right? We can end up finding this inner dialogue that's not very helpful. It's actually why I wrote a book called Mind the Chatter. Now, I wrote that book before I knew anything about human design, but it has been one of the things that has helped me the most, the exercise that I go through in that book. And I'm going to share it with you here so you don't even have to go buy it. So, this exercise, which I also shared with my member, is really, really simple. And it is just to go through this framework, which I called the gold framework. The first step is to basically acknowledge that you've got this voice in your head. Ignoring it is not going to help. These thoughts are there. The first step is acknowledging them. Then we need to name that voice. Now, this is where things might get a little bit weird, and I definitely recommend doing this on your own. But I found that as soon as I gave this voice a name, I could now step into having a conversation. Now, yes, you're having a conversation with yourself. We don't have to point that out, but I think it helps to be able to kind of have that separation. So I personally named mine Neville, and doesn't mean that I necessarily think that Neville is, this voice is male or female or anything like that. That was just the name that came into my mind. So then when you've got this dialogue, the not so helpful dialogue going on, you can then consciously go, hey, Neville, I don't really agree with what you're saying. Or, hey, Neville, thanks so much for looking out for me, but I got this. And then what I typically do is back up why I've got this. And this is where I will sit down and go, well, I've just been working with this coach, or got this experience, or I've just finished this training, whatever it is to help Neville back off, right? Like that's what we're looking to do here. And that's that framework. It's very, very simple. You identify the inner voice, you name it so you can have a conversation, and then you thank it for literally having your back. And then you say, here's why everything's going to be okay. Here's why I got this. And if you do this, I can almost guarantee that you are going to feel 10 times better. And the more that you do this every single day, or every time you recognize that inner voice, the easier it is going to be to manage your open head center. Now, this will also work for you if you know that you have a defined head center. You're probably just going to need to situate things a little bit differently because you're going to have multiple voices probably going on up there, and you may end up having a few different names that you're having conversations with. The point is that you consciously separating yourself from that inner voice. It will never go away, but you can manage it by applying that very simple exercise. So, my beautiful person, what I want you to do right now is this one thing that you can implement right now if mindset is the thing that's kind of blocking you from doing the things that you want to do. If you've got that inner dialogue running through your head, then I want you to try that framework that we just walked through. If you find that kind of having that conversation out loud just doesn't kind of work for you, grab pen and paper and jot it down. As in, you jot down all the reasons why. You can have that conversation internally, but I do find that verbally speaking will make things kind of stick, and that inner voice hears you more if you verbally speak it out loud. I like to do this in front of a mirror so that I'm literally eyeballing Neville. And I know it's literally me that I'm eyeballing, but you get the gist. So that's your one key thing that you can go and implement today. And that's all for today's simple success session. Are you ready to take action, but you need some support along the way? Well, I've got your back. That's exactly what the feedback loop is all about. And for just $100, you can get weekly Voxer coaching, daily email and video feedback, and a whole bunch of accountability and implementation focus. And you get all of that for 30 days. All you got to do is go to hustleandgroove.com/feedback and grab your spot. Until next time, remember this: simple actions lead to beautiful results.